Welcome back to the Red Velvet Cake Studios. Tony Rock, he's performing at the Addison Improv this weekend.
Yes, sir.
What up, Tony Rock?
I'm good. How are you, sir?
Good
to see you
again. I'm good.
What's good?
Man, life is really good.
Yes.
And a lot of protest marches, and I love protest marches. I come from the era of the civil rights movement from the '60s, and we marched all the time,
every day. Are you kidding?
Yeah, you marched in the heat, man.
Yeah, we marched in the heat.
You got to prove. That's how you prove your point. That's how you prove your point. Like, white people see that, like, they out there in the heat, man. They serious. They not waiting to the springtime. They out there in the heat.
Right.
Must a bunch of black really people mad. Just sweating. They must be mad.
And in heavy suits.
Hard bottom shoes and suits.
Exactly.
That's right.
See, you soft Negroes out there, you better get some polyester in your life and start walking.
Suit on, man.
Not sneakers.
You ain't down for the cause, so you got on some polyester.
And flow shines.
Man, hard bottoms on
That's
concrete.
Right. Wing tips.
Ooh, man.
Yeah, we marched.
We shall overcome.
Yeah. And we had good food. I haven't seen food on the Black Lives Matter marches all
over
the country.
Yeah, we got to get some sandwiches out there.
I haven't seen that. Because one thing about the civil rights movement in the '60s, at the marches, there was always a lot of food.
Really?
Yes.
He ate well.
It was a fat kid's delight.
We gotta get back to that now.
Let's see, our parents didn't march. It was us, the kids.
Right. So the parents fed the kids?
Well, no, the churches fed the kids.
Okay.
Yeah. Which were
so? What did the parents do? The parents just wanted you out the house,
well,
huh?
No, because they would get arrested otherwise.
Oh, and so the kids had to go to work.
Yeah. And the parents always worked for white people, and you didn't want to upset the white people.
Right. Absolutely.
So you sent your kids.
Absolutely.
You know. And that's
and they could send you off without having to feed you.
Did y'all have t-shirts that said "Fat Kids Matter"? Did y'all have
it was the day, we'd have Fat Kids Matter.
Yeah, Fat Kids Matter t-shirts. Well,
for one thing, it wasn't a lot of fat kids back then. If you notice all of the black and white footage of protest
marches. Yeah, back in the day, there was not a lot.
No, that's just because they was filming the front line. The fat kids were probably in the back, bringing up the rear.
No, well, we were, but it wasn't a lot of fat kids back then. Not like now.
Not like today.
The food is different now.
When I was a bunch of garbage. When I was in school, it was probably me and three other fat kids.
In the whole school.
Yeah, maybe four, maybe five.
Were y'all friends?
Y'all had a club?
You had a click?
Hey. A lot of heavy breathing.
You going to eat all that? You going to eat all that sandwich? Might have marched.
You know, it's a march today.
Oh, man.
You got to fuel up.
Yeah.
How far you think you going to go?
That was the way it was, man.
Man.
Have you been out to any of them? Have you spoken to any?
This is the thing. I spoke out during the Mike Brown situation,
mm-hmm.
and I got a lot of flack on social media.
Why?
And I think people just didn't understand what I was saying. To paraphrase, I said something like, until black people start caring about each other, mm-hmm. they won't care about us either. And people were on my social media like, you so stupid. What do you think? Mike Brown didn't care about himself? And I'm like,
really?
Y'all
That's
understand what
you
I'm
heard.
Saying? Like,
yeah.
It's like people from the outside look at black people and they see the way we treat ourselves mm-hmm. and the way we talk to ourselves and address our women. And they say, well, they don't really have a high regard for themselves.
Mm-hmm.
And then that kind of permeates their thinking.
Right.
So it's like, why do I care about them? They don't even care about them.
Mm-hmm.
And I tried to, you know, say that on social media and people just, some people got it. Of course, a lot of people were like, you know, I really appreciate you taking a stance and saying something. And then it was a lot of people that just didn't understand what I was saying.
Wow.
Yeah. And I was, so now I'm kind of like, are they going to get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like, but this, you know, the protest, and I love seeing it. I just love seeing people being proactive. Like, you know, it might not be the end all, mm-hmm. beat all, but it's like, let's just make a stance at least, you know.
So did you grow up with that?
You don't even know. My father was, my father's Black history. My father was the first black man in the truck drivers union in New York.
Get out.
I remember my dad getting death threats at home.
Yeah.
Like, we're going to get you, don't really? Work. Yeah. He drove a truck for the Rheingold Brewery. Remember Rheingold?
Yes.
He drove a truck in Bushwick, Brooklyn. And I remember one time, you know, I was a kid, so some of the memories are vague. But my mother rushed to the hospital one day, grabbed us, get in the car, but you had to go to the hospital. And I remember my father getting stitches across his back.
Mm.
It's because some guys had knocked down like a crate of beers on him.
And like the bottles.
Not even bottles. The
big kegs.
Yeah, knocked like a pallet of kegs over on him. So they tried to kill him pretty much. And it cut his back open and he had stitches all over. So I remember that. I remember like my dad being there and politicians coming to the house when we were eating dinner and they just wanted to get a few words from him and the newspapers talking to him. And
y'all
like,
had some good food?
I'm like, something's going on.
Y'all, but y'all had some good food?
We had great food. My mother's a great cook. We had great food. Made, this sandwich so good, made me want to march.
When a lot of fat was there.
Not a lot of fat rocks, no. Yeah. All the rocks are pretty skinny and, you know, in shape.
What about police? Have you ever been stopped and harassed by police?
I have. I had a cop stop me one time. They were looking for a guy on the subway. I fit the description. And one cop. It was like five cops stopped me, and they were looking for a guy that looked like me, they said. And one cop's like had his arm in my chest, mm-hmm. and he's like, "Yeah, come on. What you gonna do? Come on, like trying to bait me into it." I'm like, "I'm not gonna fight you, man. Right. Like, go ahead, you got it. I'm in the subway at 2 a.m. by myself. You got it, homie. You know, it's like I can't. You can't fight that, man. But I'm just happy that people are doing something.
Right.
You know.
Right.
I think this is the thing. I think a lot of people didn't plan on black people making it past crack. Like the evildoers out there, I think
this'll get them.
No, let's be real. Like, first of all, they didn't even plan on us being free.
Right.
They never planned on us being free. They never planned on us knowing how to read. Right. They never planned on us knowing how to come together and live in a community. And all this stuff was like, we didn't plan on this. So then it's like, okay, I got it. Crack is gonna be the end of them. And we made it through that. Now they're just like, well, what? Can we just shoot them? Like, what are we? We tried AIDS, we tried crack, we tried white women, we can't get rid of these people.
How strong are they?
Yeah, so now it's just like, can we just start shooting them? Like, because crack didn't work.
Oh my God.
And we thought crack was going to work. We all thought. Even black people was like, that's the end of us, man. Crack is the end of us. When you saw your aunt out there at 2 a.m. with a house coat on, you like, oh man, crack is... That's my favorite aunt. We thought that was it.
Yeah.
And we made it through that. Black people, we are resilient, man. We're going to make it through everything.
That is hilarious.
You're performing at the Addison Improv this weekend. My man, Tony Rock.
Dang, they made it past crack.
They made it past crack.
White women. Everything.
Oh, pork. They tried pork. They tried everything.
They made it past pork.
Pork chop is so lethal.
So let's just shoot them.
They still living.
Huggy necks.